And he would help wherever you needed help at any time. He was a good teacher, very fine teacher. People liked it, and he was one of these faculty who would meet with students after hours, have a drink with them or something in the local bar. Mm-hmm. And he got to be very friendly, and as a result, they learned a lot from him, not only in the classroom, but outside the classroom. Mm-hmm. But he was truly a professional in every sense of the word. Mm-hmm. And I know that O.W. Wilson, who was one of the pioneers in this business and was in charge of the program at California, asked me one day what I thought of him. So I told him I thought Ralph was a super addition to our faculty and did extremely well, was a good teacher, and was working on overcoming the speech impediment. And I used to visit his classroom occasionally, and he got over it completely. At the end, he could speak without having anything in his mouth. And, mm-hmm. And he was helpful to the department, and he'd do whatever he could to give the department its status. And a good friend.
Were there any major cases that he was involved in or yeah. asked to consult with that you're aware of?
Yeah, there was one out on the West Coast. I can't think of the names of them. But I know Ralph was called in, and I think he was involved in the Kennedy assassination, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked him to look at a piece of evidence.
I see. As part of the Warren Commission?
No, separate from the Warren
Commission. Oh, okay. All right.
It was subsequent to their activity.
Okay.
Somebody was pursuing mm-hmm. what they'd done, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's another case that I can't think of that Ralph did. You should talk to Arnello.
That's true. The your own work and teaching, you continued to teach while you were director. What were some of the courses that you were actually responsible for?
Yeah, I taught courses in law, statutory law. I'm not a lawyer, and I also taught a course in organization and administration. Mm-hmm. And I did that until after John Hanna called me in one day, said he had to talk to me, and I went in to see him, and I walked in, and without any warning or preliminary comments of any kind, he said, asked me to sit down, so I did. He said, "You're my new chief of police," just like that. I looked at Hanna. I said, "You must be kidding." He said, "No, Art." I said, "I'm not kidding." He said, "I am busy with a lot of things in this department, police service on campus. It's driving me up the wall that they're doing things that are absolutely ridiculous, and I'm getting people calling me about them." And he said, "I want you to take over." I argued with him for probably a half an hour. I said, "President Hanna, I'm not qualified to be." He said, "Oh, yes, you are." He wouldn't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. Well, to make a long story short, that's what happened. Well, you can imagine being on a growing campus in a community like this with students misbehaving. I lost a gun in a riotous condition on campus. Somebody just took it and ran. People all around me.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
This was during the 60s?
Yeah.
And the activism that was going on, war protests?
Yeah, it just erupted mm-hmm. on campus. But Walter Adams, as I remember, Walter Adams, when he was acting president for a while, we're in a mob of people surrounded by people just raising hell and screaming and yelling, and Waller can control them. If Waller can control them, I could control them. But anyway, that's what happened. I became chief of police on campus. And needless to say, what I did initially was to upgrade the whole operation. And some of these guys who were jokes on the local police department, campus police, left. They couldn't, and they didn't want to do what I had asked. I wanted to. Police department that was comprised of people who had been in college, at least 2 years minimum, mm-hmm. and preferably 4 years. That's what we ended up with. In the process of doing that and insisting on higher standards of performance, these characters left. Mm-hmm. Well, in the process of doing that, this doesn't happen overnight, as you know. Well, I just became overwhelmed. I was called at night. I ended up buying a cottage up at Lake Huron so I'd get away from here on weekends, mm-hmm. because I was getting calls on weekends and so forth. So, in other words, I just didn't have time to continue with the teaching. And I talked to Hannah about it mm-hmm. before I gave up. And I said, I don't know what the dean's going to say, but Dean Weingarten, but I said, I hope somebody can explain to him that I just can't carry on in this way. He said, I don't want to kill myself. And I said, I think it's too much, because Hannah said it would, in 1 year, finally listening to me complain about the assignment, he said, well, just straighten this out, or, you know. He said, get it in good shape, and he said, we will relieve you. Well, 13 years later, I was relieved.
13 years.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I had the dean on my side, you know. Mm-hmm. And he'd travel with Hannah occasionally. This wasn't Weingarten, this mm-hmm. was Seeley. Mm-hmm. Al Seeley, the dean of the College of Social Science. He'd go with Hannah on these trips Hannah would make, you know, to some of these countries. And he'd come back and tell me, he said, I'd try to get him to relieve you. And I said, well, why don't you do it? He said, he won't do it. He said, unless you come in and personally ask to be relieved, he said, he will not do anything about it. I don't think he would if I did come in, mm-hmm. the way he's behaved when I took the job. But I just couldn't carry on. I mean, with the kind of demands of my time, mm-hmm. As the police official and responsible. And we had things going on the campus. We had one kid, I don't know whether you know it, but the campus has got a bunch of tunnels mm-hmm. underneath the campus area. And one kid used to get down there, real smart young man, and he'd get into the chemistry labs and get the materials for bombs. Mm. And he'd make these bombs, then float them down the Red Cedar River, mm-hmm. and then and scare everybody. They wonder, well, what's going on? These bombs going off in the river. Well, we finally found him. No, we didn't find him. I'll take that back. His dad came on campus. His dad was a dentist in Detroit, and he came over to see me. Thank God. He said, Chief, he said, I've been in my son's room, and he's got some chemicals and things that look like they're explosives. And I said, really? And he said, well, would you come over and look at them for me? I said, well, with your permission, his permission, fine. Mm-hmm. We did. Then his dad talked to the boy, and the boy confessed that he was the one. So he said, don't charge him with anything. He said, let me take care of him. He said, I'll see that he straightens out. And he did. And I asked him what he was going to do. And he said, he's going to see that he gets in the military and completes his military requirement. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what he did. We never heard from him again. Mm-hmm. Or the father.
They probably didn't put him in the Ordnance Corps. So. No.
And another guy was, he was stealing women's clothes off the clotheslines, or wherever the women hung out their clothing, in the Spartan village. And this guy was really perverted. Mm-hmm. And he'd take the clothes, and, you know, they smell the, although these were clothes that had been washed. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it got all the women scared, you know, their clothes were disappearing. And so we set up an attempt to find out who was doing this. And one night our staff picked up a young man who was married with a family and arrested him. Brought him in, and we had his father come in. His father was a judge on one of the judges between a local judge and a Supreme Court judge. what they called them in those days, I've forgotten. But anyway, he came in and I had a long talk with him. And I said, you know, we really should charge your son with the crimes that he's committed here. And he obviously needs psychiatric help. He said, I'm aware of that. He said, if you are willing to turn him over to me, he said, I will see that he gets the proper help, psychiatric and otherwise, and you will never be bothered again. Well, like the other case, that's a lot of responsibility to take on, mm-hmm. and somebody could file charges against me. Mm-hmm. So I went to Hannah, and I said, in both cases, I had to Hannah. I said, these are the things we can do. I said, but I don't want to do anything unless you approve it. And he said, well, you do what you think is best. So I said, okay. And in both cases, this wouldn't happen under my successor. Mm-hmm. He'd take him to court and charge him, let him. But anyway, we did that. But that's part of my feeling for young people who need help. Mm-hmm. And we never heard from him again or from the family. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming everything turned out all right. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of things that I had, and this is why I didn't continue to teach. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when I got relieved, I started back in the classroom, but mm-hmm. by that time I was ready to get out.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any, you were chief during Hannah mm-hmm. Adams' interim, and then mm-hmm. were you chief under President Horton? Then also, or
no?
Okay, so you hadn't been
got out
at that time. No. Yeah. I didn't ask any questions about athletics later on. Were you? Where do you see, or where did you see the tension between athletes and academics? Were you supportive of the athletic program? Did you have any contacts with...
At the time I was in school and mm-hmm. on the faculty, mm-hmm. there was no tension between. Mm-hmm. People helped out. Mm-hmm. And in my day, you had to travel by train. It took you a lot longer than it did today mm-hmm. to fly to someplace and be back that night. And we had to go, and we'd be gone for a week at a time. Mm-hmm. And the faculty were very cooperative. They'd make up things for you to read in your absence, or give you a test. And I know in the math program, real nice guy, faculty member, would always ask me when I'd get back what I'd done, and he'd say, here are the things that you missed, these are the things I want you to study and learn. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll give you a test on these subjects and parts of this course, and if you do well, fine. So that's what they did in my day. Mm-hmm. Now, what they do over there today, I don't know.
I mean,
and there was no